Some Antonin Dvorak vocal music. Beautiful piece there from his Gypsy Melodies. On Bill's Classical Jukebox, we're broadcasting from our Collingwood studios, 102.9 FM. You hear us in Toronto on 96.3 and Cobourg in Eastern Ontario on 103.1. And I want to tell you now about our special guest, Penelope Dale, and her group, The Treble Makers, Adult Community Choirs. That's why we played some vocal music. Just to sort of sneak into it there. Penelope, it's a pleasure to welcome you. I know you're a musical educator, a professional singer. You were at the Royal Conservatory of Music as an educator for quite some time.
Yes.
And then you decided to leave the big city and come up into Southern Georgian Bay region.
That's right.
But you just didn't want to stop singing or directing. And we heard that music there. And I'm a person who's always been singing all my life in some way, shape, or form. And just because it's fun. And isn't that what the Troublemakers is all about? Yes, you're going to learn things, but you're going to have great fun and get involved in the community.
Absolutely. It's about bringing a sense of joy to everyone that comes to see us. Because, you know, Bill, so many adults, we all have so many worries and cares and concerns. And, you know, for many of us, we're so focused as young adults on bringing up our families or focusing on our careers that we put our own passions aside. And so for many of the Troublemakers, this is their first opportunity to participate in a choral music experience. And as I said, my husband and I focus on, yes, learning and experiencing new repertoire, but finding ways to contribute to each other in the group, but also to our community at large.
Well, let's say I sang in my high school glee club, but I really haven't done any kind of singing in other than in the shower since that time. And I don't think my range is as good anymore, and I don't really read music. Can I still be part of the Troublemakers?
Absolutely. And I can tell you 95% of the time when someone approaches me and they know I'm a singing teacher, they'll say, I love to sing. And then the very next sentence is, but I can't sing. And I think that that's so unfortunate that so many adults judge themselves against professionals that they hear on the radio or go to see in live performance who've worked probably for at least 10,000 hours to perfect their art. How in heaven's name can you judge yourself against that level of commitment? And it really, community singing and community music making is not about that. It's about having fun, learning something, and learning a little bit about ourselves. It's really a journey of self-discovery, too.
Well, explain the learning side of what the Troublemakers is all about.
All right. So we start every session, as all choirs do, with a vocal warm-up. And then we move on to repertoire. And each season, it's a wide variety of repertoire. Sometimes we'll have different focuses. For example, for the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Vimy Ridge, we selected all music from the World War I, World War II era. And then we donated our free will collections from that season to the Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Association of Canada and to the Alzheimer's Society of Canada. This season, we're focusing on things to bring us out of the winter blahs. So we're saying things like, don't worry, be happy, happy together, always look on the bright side of life. So it's things to bring cheer after a long, cold winter.
Now, there is a cost to this. It's like joining any club. There's sort of a cost to the instruction and to the being a part of the whole group. And you do raise some of your funds as well from these concerts that you give. Collingwood is one place where you are, Wasaga Beach, Barrie, Creemore, and you have concerts coming up, I know, in each of those communities.
Yes.
On this Happy Together theme. That's the repertoire, I guess, you just described. And I'm noticing that the Wasaga Beach concert in April is already sold out. So if people want to come to the concert in Creemore on April the 6th, or in Barrie April 5th, or April 7th in Collingwood, what's the website they should go to check on tickets?
Oh, they can visit me at my email at penelope@penelopedale.com, or they can visit our website, which is www.thetreblemakers, that's T-R-E-B-L-E, makers.ca, and visit us for more information. We always have a great turnout from the community. We have well over 600 people usually attend the concerts, and it's meant really to be a celebration of life and music and bring joy to everyone.
And average size of a choir in Collingwood or in Barrie or in Creemore, for example?
Well, our approach is a little different. So when there is a tuition fee, as you mentioned, for the season, but once people pay the tuition fee, they can attend as many rehearsals per week as they like at any of our locations. So it's really opened up the possibility of becoming a choir member for many people who, for example, are shift workers who can't commit to the same day and time every week. And many of our singers do come out and attend two or even three choir practice a week, which is wonderful because it also enables everyone to get to know one another from other communities, perhaps people that they would never have the opportunity to meet.
Well, you do have a group in Toronto as well, I know. And
yes,
so
we
even
do.
Folks, if they're up here, but maybe they're in the city on business or something, mm-hmm. they can go to another rehearsal. If you're thinking of becoming part of the Troublemakers, but you really want to learn a little more, can you just sort of sit in on a rehearsal?
Absolutely. Just if contact me first, let me know you're coming. You're more than welcome to come and sit in and talk to some of our members.
Give us that website one more time.
It's www.thetreblemakers.ca.
Spell that again.
T-R-E-B-L-E makers.
.ca. Penelope Dale, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure.
Thanks for joining us. And we'll remind people, concerts again in April, the 5th in Barrie, the 6th in Creemore, the 7th in Collingwood. The one in Wasaga Beach is sold out. But get information again at that website, thetreblemakers.ca. Thanks, Penelope.
Thank you, Bill. It's been an honor.